Welcome back to Outside In. I'm Sam Evans Brown. One thing we've learned this year is that virtually every industry has been impacted in some way or another by the pandemic. And around the time that we first talked about re-airing Molly's story about the cut flower supply chain, producer Taylor Quimby caught word of an alarming bit of news. The world is currently in a global flower shortage. So we decided to call up Phoebe Robinson Higgins to find out more.
Hold on one second. My husband just brought the dogs back in, so I'm going to put them in their crate just because I know otherwise.
Phoebe is the proud owner of two miniature poodles.
Good job!
And she also owns a wedding and event floral company in New Hampshire and runs Popped with Phoebe, an online mentorship and coaching program for floral designers.
You're like a florist whisperer, is what it sounds like to me.
Oh, I love that term. That's awesome.
Phoebe told Taylor that when the pandemic hit, she was totally taken by surprise.
It shifted everything, and it was almost overnight. I remember being at a wedding about a week, maybe a week and a half before the shutdown happened. And I remember saying to the event coordinator, okay, I'll see you next weekend. And I didn't see her again until November.
Yeah. So what happened to all of the flowers that I assume were ready to go out when businesses are shut down? I mean, did all those just sort of wilt away?
Actually, yeah. Millions of flowers just went away, like poof, overnight. I mean, we were watching videos from farms across the country not being able to move their flowers anywhere. Mm. So as a floral designer living in New Hampshire, I am sourcing flowers sometimes as far as South America, Holland, Japan, and I'm sourcing them from these very, very large farms. And they were facing a couple of things. Not just they can't move their product, but now they don't necessarily have the people either.
Oh, right. Yeah, right. Because everybody's, stuck at home.
Exactly. Now everyone's stuck at home. So once these farms begin to downsize, you know, that was kind of the turning point for us. And that's really what led us to where we are in 2021, where we have a huge flower shortage right now. Because now the farms that have downsized, and this is every farm had to pivot and make this decision. It was the smart decision to make. Now we are all at a place where we are opening back up, and now we have this greater need, and we're all reaching for all these fabulous blooms, and there are not enough blooms to supply us all.
Right. So let me paraphrase to make sure I'm getting this correctly. You know, the pandemic in the very beginning period, all of a sudden they've got too much product, so they're having to like trash it, burn it, get rid of it, and they're downsizing the staffing, and so they basically planted less. And now that demand is rising, there's just fewer flowers to go around?
Correct.
Okay.
So we as floral designers, we're having to pivot a little bit. For the first time in my life, and I have always had a green thumb, I said, oh my gosh, I've got to put some flower beds in. I put in these beautiful garden beds, and I started a very small cutting garden, things that I knew that I would need, that I could have access to that were easy to grow.
Hmm.
So, and many of us started doing that. The other thing that we started doing is to really work with our fellow local flower farmers. But gosh, what a year.
What about just general consumer behavior because of the pandemic? You know, did you see any shifts in how people are buying flowers and when they want them?
So as an event florist, it's a little tricky for me to talk about the retail side because I'm not brick and mortar,
right.
But I can speak from what I was seeing from my peers. And I know last Mother's Day, I was so excited to see such a big win for floral designers across the country. I know people were saying that it was the biggest and best Mother's Day that they had ever had. People were not seeing their loved ones. So even more so, they wanted to spoil them with flowers. They wanted to see them on their tables. They wanted to send them off to people. So the retail side of floral design and brick and mortar florists was actually booming. And I think it's still doing quite well. For those of us that are very focused in a specific niche like events, whether that be weddings, baby showers, bridal showers, et cetera, we really saw an instant drop. But retail florists did pretty well.
It sounds like things have really started to shift. I mean, where do you think things are gonna go? Or is it too hard to predict?
It's still tough to predict, but if I had to, I would say I see a growing number of flower farmers I see them expanding to have larger operations due to supply and demand this year. Mm-hmm. I see more retail and more event florists relying on local and supporting local than we ever have in the past. I see a lot of us beginning to grow small cutting gardens to support our business. And I see there's going to be some struggle for some years to come when it comes to buying from, you know, these large distributors that are supplier wholesalers like South America and Holland and Japan and maybe even some of the farms in California. I think we're going to get through it and we're going to be okay. I always say to everyone that florists, we are resilient. I mean, just think about how a flower grows and the conditions they grow in. That's exactly how a florist grows and the conditions we have to grow in. Sometimes they are harsh. Sometimes they're unpredictable, but we always get through it. And I think as an industry, we will get through this.
Well, Phoebe, I'm rooting for you.
Thank you so much.
It's a pun.
That's wonderful.
And thank you so much for speaking with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Taylor, for having me today.
That was Phoebe Robinson Higgins, owner of Grace Floral and Company, and Popped with Phoebe. She was speaking with producer Taylor Quimby. We got some more flower power coming up after a break.